Hey everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew He-Him, and this episode is about Last Little Wonders by Artie. If you've been along for the ride of this podcast so far and enjoying the collectively silly and lighthearted stuff with brief dives into crime series and Mary Shelley, this episode is going to be a big shift. Time to get a blanket, find your closest and dearest, and sit hugging each other for a while the sun winks out. As a quick reminder, this podcast isn't a long deep dive, unless the game rules are about as long as the roughly 15 to 2,000 words I write for this, but more like I grabbed the thing off the shelf, flicked through the pages and formed a few opinions. Yes, it's another cishet white middle class man forming opinions about games and spreading them all over the internet. As something of a content warning, this game is going to be a bit bleak. It's about the apocalypse and finding nice things in that time. If you've had times with loved ones where you're there squeezing out what sweet moments you can while things end in one way or another, then this may be a bit much for you and you might want to jag back to episode 8. Or if you're from distant future land, just skip forward to episode 10. I'm probably not going to stick a whole bunch of my usual nonsense in this episode because my gallows humour and absurdism probably aren't what strangers need when talking about this game. What is Last Little Wonders? It's a game about squeezing the good out of the slowly crumbling bad, and that's what's going to land really hard on some people. Don't make people play this game without knowing the sort of thing they're getting into. Artie doesn't want that, I don't want that, and the others you're playing with don't want or need that. You spend your time with one to maybe three others, finding ways to conjure happiness from a bleak world. You're going to need that happiness because living in the world of this game is going to then suck it back out of you. What else happens? Well, you're going on a journey. There is a somewhere you are trying to reach. It's going to be a place, but it may not just be a place, in the same way that visiting a wonder of the world is more than going just to stand next to a big metal tower thing. You're heading to a place. And then you'll die. That's the bit I warned you about earlier. There are no happy endings. Just happy journeys in this game. How does it play? Basically, you're going to struggle your way to your destination, scavenge supplies and equipment, work through tasks that are boring or difficult or dangerous or just plain hard. Maybe see a few sights, have a few laughs, then you'll get to the place that you're meant to reach. You'll get there basically ruined, and then you'll die. This really isn't a game for people going through grief right now, but it's probably something for people who have experienced grief and they need to handle it somehow. I'm not suggesting games as therapy, but it's hardly been the first time that's ever happened. People use role-playing games to be the people they are not, and sometimes that means being the people who deal with traumatic experiences in ways that don't end up crushing them inside. It's almost a game for people who are finding an impending climate crisis too much to handle. What is the play loop? The play loop is going to be find a way to get some happiness, spend it struggling your way through to your destination, heal up some of the physical and mental trauma your characters suffer, gain some more happiness, and repeat until there's no amount of happiness that can get you through the next situation. Of course, you're considering that at the end of all of this, your characters will be no more. There isn't a lot of things outside the struggle to reach the destination. You make your little coterie. You figure out some stuff they really enjoy. You bind them together into a group with relationships linking them. Then you emotionally grind your way to the place they all want to go. While the game is running, you won't have a fixed GM in the usual sense. The rough idea is that you'll sort of hot seat the GM role, called the handler, as the group makes their way to this destination. The other caveat being, is if you're going to be a harsh handler, then it's your own character who gets it in the neck. The game leans into the idea that both sides of the story, unless people are really consider something unfair, it goes ahead that way. Things I really like. I actually really like diminishing resources games and the sorts of hard decisions you make when playing them. That feeling of, do I take a gamble on this? Will this be the thing that comes good? And knowing that it might really not. I also like that this game is deliberately avoiding the heroic path, even though the ones I tend to write tend to lean way harder into power fantasy. And it's very clear about that. The aesthetics of the book lean hard into some of those themes. I might do some other things with colour choices and what I do to the pages, but that's mostly like me being a fuss about stuff sort of things. I would have loved it if the special sections text were done in, say, blue or green ink instead of having it under a highlighter. But, like, again, that's me being a fuss about stuff. So, things I don't love. There's not too much to dislike about this one. Some aesthetics things, mostly. Is it a perfect game? Well, not played it, so I can't comment in that sense. To wrap things up, do I like it? Yeah, I do. I'm probably not playing it on a Thursday when it's been a long work day. My kids are driving me bonkers and all of that. And this is ironically a very good day to be recording this one. I just won't have the spare mojo to get into this kind of game. With a bit more of a rest, a mug of coffee, something nice to nibble on, this game looks more appealing. Would I play it? Probably. I'd want the right people to play it with, 100%. I can actually think of the non-tabletop role-playing game friend I would slide this to, and figure he'd actually appreciate it quite deeply. You know, kind of, hey, I know this thing isn't your hobby, but you'll like this, because I know the other stuff that you like. Do I think you should get it? It's free. Like, F-R-E-E free. Hey, Artie, when you get the chance to listen, and I know I pestered you about this on Twitter, make this thing pay what you want. This is for everyone else, too. If it's worth putting out for free, then it's worth making it pay what you want, so people who like your stuff can throw you, like, coffee money. It's worth coffee money, right? I'm not asking for it to be $15 for everything, even though lots of the stuff I put out has a much higher price tag. It's worth a coffee. You're worth a coffee. So yeah, you can get this game for free. And I can't think why you shouldn't get it. Just make sure you're in a good headspace to play it. Make sure your friends are as well. And be 100% prepared to put things on hold if you or your friends end up blundering into an emotional explosion of some sort. So where can you get it? You can get your copy over on Itch at artificer.games.itch.io. Artificer, A-R-T-I-F-I-C-E-R, games.itch.io, /last-little-wonders. And it's for free. Hopefully by the time this podcast has come out, it'll have changed, but I heard that there's something to do with Ennies and how they do their categories on stuff, and like, if they're stopping people getting coffee money for a book just to fit it in a category, then maybe the Ennies need to get a grip. And that's kind of it, really. It's a bit more gloomy than some of the others, and kind of that's all good. Not every game's superheroes and sunshine and light. Next time, I am going to get stuck into Mutant Monster Machine Girls by Bubblegum Sam, aka Samuel Mui, which is a game about being a girl who has been deeply physically transformed and planning to take on a megacorp with obscene graphic hyperviolence. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a game cartridge like Betamax Death or Betamax Theft, the quick starts made for those games and others, or one of my less refined and way more janky games like Assault Heaven Overthrow God or Hands of Fate. If you're coming to the Supernova convention in Sydney, you'll see me there this weekend, roughly when this podcast drops, actually. Have fun gaming, and you know, all that subscriber pass links are just different stuff, right? The algorithm needs its blood tithes, people.